After a years-long legislative tug-of-war, Idaho voters will decide whether to legalize a gambling game known as historic horse racing. Supporters hold it up as the only way to revive the live horse racing industry, but opponents say it's unconstitutional. James Dawson has this breakdown of Proposition 1.
The grandstand at Lebois Park in Garden City has been mostly empty for the past 3 years, ever since state lawmakers pulled the plug on historic horse racing in the state. Without extra money from the game fattening race purses, Treasure Valley Racing president John Sheldon says Lebois wasn't viable anymore. On a recent sunny morning, he takes me on a tour of the track.
That was probably the most popular spot we had out here.
Grass has reclaimed part of the dirt home stretch. People take in live music a few times a year here, but can no longer watch thoroughbreds galloping toward the finish line.
There's something about it that gets in your blood and you just can't get rid of it. I mean, coming out here as an owner in the morning to watch your horse work out on the track is one of the funnest things.
Sheldon says if Proposition 1 were to pass, then the track would employ a ton of people at the height of summer racing, just as it did a few years ago.
You know, there's over 100 of them that would show up extra on a race day to work, plus the people on the backside would show up. And we'd be looking for, you know, on a good day, 4,000 people coming out here to enjoy the races.
Despite good attendance, Sheldon says they weren't making enough cash to funnel into prize money for winners. With historic horse racing, which is electronic gambling on races already run, average purses more than doubled.
The horsemen especially, it provided them a light at the end of the tunnel that this is going to work, that we're going to have purses that are large enough to make this business work.
But state lawmakers powered down historic horse racing terminals across Idaho in 2015. Republican Senate Pro Tem Brent Hill toured Lebois and felt he and other legislators weren't told the truth at the Capitol when they legalized the game a couple years prior.
We had heard stories, but we pictured it maybe a couple of machines like you'd see a lottery machine somewhere. That, you know, I mean, again, it was just a room full of rows and rows of these slot machines that had the wheels that turned around and the whistles that blew when you won.
Here's what historic horse racing is. It's a parimutuel game where bettors wager on the outcome of a race that could have taken place years ago. Players don't get any identifying information about the horse's background or its jockey, and once they place a bet, spinning reels take up much of the screen, resembling a video slot machine. Sheldon stresses it's not a game of chance.
All the other bells and whistles, any spinning reels, anything like that, all that does is show the outcome of a race. It's no different than other tracks had cartoons go across the tote board to show who won the race.
But looks do matter in this case. Idaho's constitution allows parimutuel betting, but bans most forms of gambling or any electronic, quote, imitation or simulation of any form of casino gambling. For Hill, it's a cut and dry case.
I challenge anybody to go into Lebois at that time and look down those rows and say, this doesn't simulate a slot machine.
Just to the east, neighboring Wyoming has debated what to do with historic horse racing for more than a decade. In 2004, then-Attorney General Pat Crank wrote an opinion that outlawed the machines. Wyoming has a law that bans gambling devices, similar to wording in Idaho's constitution. State lawmakers there eventually created a workaround that revived the machines, and with it, they hoped, the live racing industry. Crank says it was a slick PR campaign by out-of-state gambling interests that won them over.
This is a lot more like Get Shorty than, you know, the movie Seabiscuit. It has nothing to do with horse racing.
Kentucky has also grappled with the issue. Last month, a judge there ruled historic horse racing to be legal after a long court fight because it's a parimutuel game. Funding on both sides of the Idaho campaign is definitely homegrown, and the donations are steep. Treasure Valley Racing is made up of a group of business leaders who have pumped $5.5 million into the initiative, including TV and radio ads featuring Governor Butch Otter.
Don't believe the lies or the casino industry spending millions to spread them. Truth is, Prop 1 is great for Idaho.
They've also promised to donate all net profits from Lebois to a charitable organization funding rural scholarships. No other track has made a similar promise. The Coeur d'Alene tribe, which owns a casino in Worley, has countered with $5.2 million of its own to try to shoot down the initiative, which could horn in on its business.
Prop 1 isn't about schools. It's about expanded gambling.
And it's not just the weight of these special interests or the will of the people. Lawyers are debating its merits, too. Should Proposition 1 pass, the Idaho Attorney General's office says it'll likely end up in a courtroom. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.